What one brother heard. There was an old fox with 9 tails. He had a wife, but he thought she did not love him. He decided to test her by pretending to be dead. The old fox went to bed. He didn't move or eat. Everyone thought he was dead. Mrs. Fox was very sad. She missed her poor dead husband. One day, the maid heard someone at the door. It was a young fox.
"Good morning, Miss Cat," said the young fox.
"Good morning," said the maid.
"Please tell Mrs. Fox that I would like to marry her."
The maid went to Mrs. Fox's room to tell her about the young fox.
"There is a fox at the door. He wants to marry you," said Miss Cat.
"What does he look like? Does he have 9 beautiful tails like old Mr. Fox?"
"Oh no," answered the cat. "He has only 1.
"Then tell him to go away," said Mrs. Fox.
Miss Cat sent the young fox away. Another fox who wanted to marry Mrs. Fox came. He had 2 tails, so Mrs. Fox sent him away too. After this, more foxes came. Each fox had 1 tail more than the other, so Mrs. Fox sent them all away. Finally, a fox with 9 beautiful tails came, and Mrs. Fox decided to marry him. Just as the wedding was about to begin, old Mr. Fox showed that he was not dead. Angrily, he sent the new fox, Mrs. Fox, and Miss Cat out of the house. What the other brother heard. Old Mr. Fox died. Everyone heard that he was dead. A wolf knocked at the door.
"Good day, Miss Cat," he said. "Please tell Mrs. Fox I would like to marry her."
But Mrs. Fox said she would only marry someone with red stockings and a pointed mouth. The wolf left. Then a dog, a stag, a hare, a bear, a lion, and many other animals came to marry Mrs. Fox. They didn't have red stockings or pointed mouths, so she sent them all away. Finally, a young fox came. He had red stockings and a pointed mouth like old Mr. Fox. Mrs. Fox decided to marry him. They had a big wedding and lived happily together.